SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A traveling delegation with the Hostage and Missing Families Forum visited Raleigh, North Carolina on Tuesday as loved ones of those Israelis still held hostage by Hamas continue to draw attention to their plight. Anat Sultan Dadon with the Israeli consulate says the world needs to work together to bring them home.
And the call to bring them home now should be heard everywhere, not just in Israel, but by anyone and everyone around the world who values life and freedom.
That sound courtesy WTVD. Hamas killed more than 1,200 people during the October 7th attacks and took about 250 others hostage. A judge is blocking JetBlue's $3.8 billion buyout of Spirit Airlines, Ed Donahue reports.
The Justice Department sued to block the merger, and federal judge William Young is siding with the Biden administration, saying the deal would reduce competition. Spirit is the nation's biggest low-cost airline. The administration fears the merger would drive up fares. JetBlue says it disagrees with the ruling and is considering whether to appeal. In his ruling, the judge wrote, "Spirit is a small airline, but there are those who love it. To those dedicated customers of Spirit, this one's for you." The ruling could open the door for another budget carrier, Frontier Airlines, to make another attempt to buy Spirit. I'm Ed Donahue.
What's expected to be an expensive and bitter fight over Missouri abortion ballot measures so far has not attracted much money. A campaign to enshrine abortion in the state constitution Tuesday reported it had no cash on hand at the end of 2023. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 231 points, the Nasdaq dropped 28, the S&P 500 lower by 17. This is SRN News. The American Academy of Pediatrics goes all in on transgenderism.
The country's premier child doctors association says states that ban sex change operations on kids are engaging in, quote, state-sanctioned medical neglect and emotional abuse. A statement by the AAP also calls efforts by state governments to keep youngsters from undergoing those irreversible surgeries in an effort to live as the opposite sex are, quote, transphobic and prejudicial. Healthcare experts in Europe are calling the AAP statement unethical. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama's begun enforcing a ban on the use of puberty blockers and hormones to help children live as the opposite sex. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted the state's request to stay a preliminary injunction that had blocked Alabama from enforcing the 2022 law. State Attorney General Steve Marshall calls the order a significant victory for our country, for children, and for common sense. This is SRN News. Authorities in northeastern Ukraine have ordered people from two dozen villages to evacuate because of worsening Russian attacks.
The evacuation order in 26 villages on Ukraine's northeastern front near Kupiansk was made by the governor of Kharkiv region, Oleh Sinyehubov. He said around 3,000 people, including up to 300 children, are affected. Russia has recently been on the offensive, trying to recapture areas that Ukraine liberated more than a year ago. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is currently at the World Economic Forum in Davos, trying to rally support for continuing military aid.
The BBC's Alice Adderley. Russia's intense missile and drone attacks across Ukraine sharply increased civilian casualties, with over 100 killed and nearly 500 injured. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.